This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now as the Hawks. Good fight, good game, fun game to watch. Fall to the Bucks last night, 127-121 at home. We'll get back into a couple of different NBA conversations in 20 minutes as well, and then the AMA. To wrap things up, any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929.
Me and my wife were watching White Lotus. We just caught up. We're on season three, about to start season three.
Okay.
And that's because that's our our show. I can't watch without her because
right.
We all know.
That's the rules.
And we watch the show without our wife, how to get an attitude.
So, you ever do that on accident?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did it once.
I ain't scared of her.
I did it once.
I am not scared.
I didn't know The Sopranos had been that.
Yes.
And so I did it.
Yeah.
And I didn't. No. Yeah, never again.
I ain't worried about that, man.
Never
again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm ready to watch you. Whatever. But I was trying to find something to watch. And she got home, and I started watching. I was on Prime and saw they had a story on the super fan from Kansas City, the dude who robbed the banks.
Oh, yeah.
That is a wild-ass story.
Can we just call him the criminal from Kansas City?
But it's crazy. But hold on.
I know what you mean.
But it was crazy because then people were like, no, not him. No, there's no way he didn't do this. Like, this dude put up his bond and everything, like, because I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I researched him, and he stole stuff. What is all petty stuff, like donuts and stuff like that? I'm sitting there like, what the hell is going on? This dude robbed banks on a bicycle.
Robbed banks.
To afford going to football games.
Yes.
Yeah. Robbed banks.
To go to football games and place wagers out of this world on football games with money he stole from a bank.
Yeah.
Oh, not him. Not Superfan. He would never do that.
And why do you think that? Why do you think that he would never do that? Because you both like the same football team?
Yes. Unbelievable.
We got to maybe go a little further than that in terms of the qualifications for
trust. What's it going to come out that the fire marshal guy in New York Jets is doing? Because, look, we had a Superfan. Bird Lady.
Oh, yeah.
Robbing people.
He's going to jail, too.
Kansas City Chiefs Superfan.
Lock her ass up.
Robin Banks.
Scamming people.
How do you lock her
up? And I want to say this with all due respect.
What?
But maybe, like if you're, you know, devoting that level of time, energy, effort, finance, whatever, to that. Maybe you're not mentally stable.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like
maybe
if you're dressing up like a bird going to a football game,
but that's what
something's
saying.
Wrong with
I
you.
I met the lady.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I met the lady. I went back and checked my credit card statements.
I met the lady, too, and you know what I thought when I met the bird lady? Yeah. Wow, what a strange person.
Yes.
What a strange individual.
But my thing is, if you know you're a criminal, right, you know you're stealing from folks and all that stuff, don't make it easy for them to catch you.
How did he make it so easy?
That's what I heard.
She went
to the football game.
She did.
Yeah,
she did. The bird lady did, in fact, get arrested at the Falcons.
His ass got arrested because he went in the woods. He went in the woods, tried to change clothes, came back out with the bicycle, thought they didn't know it was him. Like, Damn.
Yeah. No, I mean, we come to this conclusion all the time on this show is that, like, the assumption is that criminals are brilliant, but they're not.
They're not.
Like, so often it's just, you know, perpetrated by not the brightest individuals. But then also, maybe if there's that Venn diagram of overlap of super fan and criminal, like, those are the wildest ones out there.
Yeah, man, but I'm just saying, because you don't know their identity, all painted up and everything, taking pictures like, yeah, because that is the ultimate, you know. The whole we did this, I'm fine, whatever. I let that conversation go a long time ago because it don't make no sense for me to say what I have to say about it. But sometimes when you take that we a little too far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's too far.
Too damn far.
Because
I love, I for you stealing money so we can play in Houston or something like that. You lost your damn mind.
Yeah, there's got to be a line, and you crossed it. There's got to be a line. Everybody's lined somewhere. His was not there,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he'd knock it off banks.
I'll steal from banks.
Yeah, he'd knock it off banks.
Hers was, I will gladly scam my fellow fan to finance whatever it is that I need to be financed.
I think it was visiting fans mostly.
It was visiting fans. Yeah, she was getting visited. But
is that supposed to be better?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Because one thing about them damn Falcon fans, they would not have been, she wouldn't have got as far along as she would have did it. Because eventually, Tyrone in section 302 would have figured this out.
It's like, hey, there was supposed to be a pregame tailgate.
What damn barbecue?
There was no tailgate.
Yeah, what a barbecue at?
This is just sort of a rule of thumb for me that I've operated by. If a person dressed up like a bird tries to get your financial information,
do not give it
just
to
say
them.
No to them.
Do not give it to them.
Yeah.
Do not give it to them. Safe assumption.
Just move on.
It's a safe assumption that you will be okay without them.
What is your job? Oh, a super bird? Mm-mm. Nah, you can't have my credit card number.
Nah, good. can I get it? How about this? I only pay in cash. And whenever somebody does this, whenever somebody asks you for something and you say, well, or they say all they want is cash, don't trust them. I don't trust people. I don't trust only cash people.
Mm.
I don't.
Interesting.
I don't trust them. Like, you pull out your card, like, oh. What you mean? Oh, it's been the same. Always watch them. Always watch the, oh. All right.
And the good thing about that,
always
though,
watch the oh.
Is if you did pay her in cash, then at least you wouldn't have access to your info.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But always watch the, oh.
Okay, I'll pay attention to that.
Always watch.
Pay attention to that. So that's two good lessons for you.
Always watch. Oh.
If they pull out the card and they do that,
oh,
and if they're dressed like a bird human,
yes,
don't give them your financial information.
Just watch. Yeah, always watch the. Oh,
I think we're going to save you some money here.
Yeah, man.
We're saving you from getting scammed.
Probably if they're dressed like any animal.
Yeah, any person dressed like an animal that asks for your bank account, don't give it to
anybody that asks you for your damn bank account. Don't give it to them.
Yeah,
for sure. How about
but
that?
Especially the ones dressed up like fowl.
Yeah, how about that? How about we don't give out random people our Venmos and stuff like that?
And if you did give the bird lady your info, you kind of deserve to get scammed. Like, I feel bad saying that, but like,
you should feel
sometimes,
bad.
You know what I mean? Sometimes Darwinism, you know, only the fittest survive, you know? Maybe you didn't need that money. Fool and his money soon part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you
Bird lady's asking you for your money. Like, just say no.
No. Nah, I'm sorry.
Nah, man. I'm going to go to my own tailgate. Bird human. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off.
How much she was giving up? $1,000 a head?
QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Trey drives. Floater in the lane. Short. Rebound taken by the Bucks. Trae Young just missed another easy one.
I thought Royal Painters no more, Bo.
37 seconds to go.
It's the only highlight we
Trae
have.
Trae now 9 for 22. Oh. Now Lillard drives. He puts it up and in. Oh, a terrible miss by Trae. Oh, my goodness gracious.
He's Steve, man. Just going through it at the end of the game last night.
Like, going through it.
Yeah, it was not great finish for the Hawks. Competitive basketball contest between the Bucks and the Hawks last night.
It was. It really was.
Yep. And then, unfortunately, crunch time, where Trey's been really good this year. Handful of game winners, a lot of points late in close games. Didn't have it last night on a lot of shots that he normally makes. Damian Lillard, also very good in moments like that, did have it. And the Bucks come away with a 127-121 victory.
Very competitive game, and we talked about the defensive play down at the end of the game to get for them to be able to tie the game up. But then the Bucks came with a perfect, just three pass play from Dame to the high post of Giannis, down low to Brook, and he dunks the ball. I mean, just a perfect executed play by them, and then obviously Dame went and got loose. But you're going to have these games like that. But, I mean, they are the lesser team and fought their ass off yesterday.
Yeah.
They really, really did. And that's one thing I enjoyed a lot about the game, but they still lost.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's hard because so much of that feels like, are we trying to get moral victories? Are we trying to give them?
No.
Because the season kind of is what it is, and they are where they are in the standings. Quinn Snyder wasn't even on the sideline last night because he was sick. So, you know, kind of assistant coaches taking over that duty. But they definitely fight. There's no question about it. But it's like, that's just such an unacceptable standard for
an NBA
reaction,
team.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad.
But they did fight.
I'm glad they're giving it their all.
Yeah. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Quit?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
What the hell am I supposed to do?
I'm happy that they're trying hard. Unfortunately, it's not enough last night. It hasn't been enough a lot lately because, again, you know, missing important pieces and kind of is what it is.
Yo, it is what it is.
Yep.
And it's going to be like this.
You're
going to have these games like this. You're a play-in.
Just like this.
You're a play-in team.
Yep.
All right. Obviously, tomorrow you got Indiana.
Yep.
We'll be in the house. 99 game night. And are these teams equally matched?
No.
Indiana's better than the Hawks.
They are.
The Hawks going to battle? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and they might win.
And they might win.
Yeah, they might win.
They might win tomorrow.
Should be
night.
A really entertaining game.
Yeah, because the Indiana Pacers don't play defense.
Indiana gives up a lot of points.
They give a lot of points.
And the Hawks score a lot of points. And the Hawks give up a lot of points.
Yeah.
Feels like
130, 135.
First to 130 maybe wins right. This one.
Yeah.
Or maybe one. Can't call it 140.
Okay.
First to 140 wins this 140 one.
140 to 137.
Because the Falcons. The Hawks have scored.
They don't play defense either.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They're focusing on that this offseason.
They need to.
That's why all their guys are at the combine. The Hawks have scored 140 lately and not won that game.
Yeah, I know, which is bad.
Yeah.
In regulation.
So we'll call it maybe first to 140 is not even good.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's going to be a lot of fireworks tomorrow at the game, at 92.9 the game night.
Yeah.
A lot of scoring.
But, yeah, I mean, just can you outscore him? I don't know if Coach Quinn's going to be back. I'm pretty sure he will be back probably tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. He's a tough guy. It takes a lot for him to miss a game with the sickness.
What the hell did he miss a game for yesterday with?
The sickness. He must have been really sick.
I mean, he had to be, like sick to be able to not coach a game, I would think. But, yeah, hopefully they get a win tomorrow night. We'll talk more about it, obviously, tomorrow as we get ready and get you guys ready for the game. But going through the NBA season, they are where they are. They're the ninth seed, and you asked the perfect question back in the 11 o'clock hour. Are they any different from last year?
Let's get back into that on the other side.
Are they any different than last year?
Because I think they are, but also,
like,
we're here. So when you zoom out.
I wonder how they are different than last year.
A little bit. I think a little bit. A little bit. Not that different.
Oh.
Not that different. I feel differently about this likely 9-10 play-in matchup against the Chicago Bulls as I do about last year's 9-10 play-in matchup against the Chicago Bulls.
Differently. Oh, they should win.
Yeah, I think they should. Yeah. I think I feel, I feel better about this year's
against this Chicago
9-10 matchup against the Chicago Bulls in a play-in game.
Oh, yeah. Kevin
I don't
Hurt
just mean the game. I mean the situation of the team. I feel a little bit better.
All right. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's going to be, don't go anywhere. Avoid Bird Ladies. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, damn, Bo, you're cooking.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The AMA is 20 minutes away from right now. The phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Another bit of wide receiver breaking news out of Seattle. I guess they're breaking all the wide receiver news today. Tyler Lockett got cut or released. And DK Metcalf now has requested a trade, according to Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
Requested a trade from the Seahawks today and says that he prefers a contender. So
yeah,
take that, Seahawks.
Yeah, I think
doesn't view as one.
It's about time for DK to get up out of there, man. I love DK. I mean, he is a damn good player. He just does a lot of dumb stuff.
Does.
Like
cheap shot, weird.
Yeah, just like whatever, dog. But yeah, I mean, he's a number one guy. I think with T. Higgins getting the tag, he becomes, in my opinion, if he's available, he's not a free agent, but right, it'd be the top, him, Davante Adams in that era. I saw the Jaguars release Christian Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting, like, number 2-3 type receivers. Like, DK's a one.
Mm-hmm.
I think Davante Adams is still a one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Devontae's on the market, but DK, he said he wants to be traded. Now, you look at teams out there, New England need to be on the phone. New England need to be on the phone right now. And I would be so surprised because I saw this. Why the hell would Philadelphia trade A.J. Brown?
Yeah, why would they do that?
They're, you know, that's what they think.
Weren't those guys college teammates?
Who?
DK and A.J. Mm-hmm. Brown? That's insane.
Unbelievable.
That's like
unbelievable.
The dumbest.
Unbelievable. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
imagine those workouts.
Yeah, if you're New England and Braves, you gotta go get your quarterback a guy. Go get DK.
Mm-hmm.
Go get him.
What do you get in return for? Because he's got a pretty big contract.
It ain't that big.
He's got two years left on the deal.
Okay.
One year left on the deal, and he wants a new contract.
Yes.
So you're obviously going to have to do that if you trade for him. Like, what are you getting for him?
Four? Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah,
he wants out, so you don't have any leverage.
Yeah.
But that's always tough.
Like, I think they want him out.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think they want him out because they don't want to give him a new contract.
There's no reason to have him with what they are right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, there's probably a pretty good indicator. Sometimes you want to lie to yourself and be like, I don't know, you do this, and you know, Geno's kind of no, you don't. You're not going to win. You're not going to win with that group. So I hit the reset button, I suppose, and see if you can get it right this time
because you're young. You got a really young head coach.
Yeah, you're young at places.
Yeah,
you're young on defense.
Really young head coach. He's a defensive coach out there in Seattle. So maybe you just restart it. Keep Geno for one more year and then go.
That is exactly why I feel differently about the Hawks-Bulls play-in round 9-10 matchup.
Let me hear this.
Because they're younger.
Who's younger?
The difference.
Okay, the Hawks.
That's it. I'm just looking at where they were last year and what they achieved versus where they are this year and what they're going to achieve. The starting lineup in that play-in game last year against the Bulls was DeAndre Hunter, Clint Capella, Trey Young, Bogey Bogdanovich, and DeJounte Murray.
Okay.
Only one of those guys is going to be here next year,
yes,
right? Because only two of those guys are still here now.
Right.
The starting lineup when they play the Bulls in the play-in round in the 9-10 matchup this year will be Trey Young. Maybe Clint might be there. Who knows? He's playing sometimes, but probably not. And a bunch of young guys, who have potential, who feel they feel like a pretty interesting little core, and you don't know what they are yet.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I feel different, and I look, this is all like, come on, I'm like not trying to sell your bridge here. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm trying to convince you something that I also don't buy that much.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not saying this is great, man. Get excited about it. I'm just saying, like, it's a little bit better because you knew what those guys were. Like, that group wasn't.
Oh, I got
that group
you.
Wasn't
that,
good.
That wasn't good.
You don't know what this group is yet.
Yeah, but I do.
That's the only reason.
But when you say this group, is you're talking about currently or going forward?
Going forward. Like,
oh, yeah, because I know what this team is now.
This group is seems like could be you could talk yourself into
and I saw
an arrow pointing
I saw
up.
So much of that right
or at least
there.
like sideways
I
up.
Saw so much of that right there after the Memphis game. This team right here, because a win like that gives me hope for the future for this team. Really?
I mean, I don't know. That's what, who said that?
Where's grass cutting shoes every day?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This is a job to say that, I guess. You know what I mean?
We got the same damn job.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like, some people are keepers of the Kool-Aid and some people are.
Yeah, we got the same damn job.
Keepers of the
but
real.
But no, that's what I'm saying.
But there's no result this year, and this sucks so much to say because, like, we're going to talk about every single game, but, like, when Jalen Johnson got hurt, every game for the rest of the season became just a slow march towards the play-in, right? Like, the group with him, who knows? I don't know what they could have been. But, like, as soon as he comes back next year and all these young guys are playing together, then you can kind of go back
how
to, like,
big,
all right, what is this group right now? Like, what are they?
How much better would this team be if Jalen Johnson's here?
The answer is, I don't know. They would be... They would be better. They would be contending to not be in the play-in round.
So they would probably still be in the play-in, though, you think?
Probably. Okay. Like, they probably would be. Like, maybe not, though. I don't know. Like, teams get better as seasons go on when they play more games together.
I agree.
Like, the Pistons are a really young team that played a bunch of games together and have gotten better as the season's gone on because they're healthy for the first time in a long time, right?
Right.
Like, had he not gotten hurt, then all these guys would have played more minutes together. With a good coach who has them bought in, and maybe post All-Star break, they would have started playing some even better basketball. But like when he got hurt, they were above 500.
They were.
And
dude,
now they're six games under 500.
That, you remember that? I mean, that's a hell of a swing. My thing is, and I'm interested, and it goes back to everything we've been talking about, this young core and all those different things. Like, how long before this young core gets you to where you need to go? And who has to go in order for this? Because these four guys that we talked about yesterday ain't all going to be here. This just ain't going to happen. We're talking about Trey, Richey, Jalen, and then
Dyson Daniels.
Dyson Daniels.
Well, they'll all be here next year.
That's what I'm saying. They'll be here next year. So what do we – and I would like to maybe just wait to see afterwards, see what they do in free agency. Because I'm like, if they go in free agency, who do they got to bring in this team in to be like, this is a top 14?
I mean, Nikola Jokic?
Exactly.
Probably.
He's not coming.
No, I know
He's
that.
He's not coming.
I know that.
All right, so.
But he wasn't coming when they had those guys either.
Who was the guy you talked about yesterday?
Naz Reid?
Naz Reid. You go get Naz Reid. How much better are you with Naz Reid?
You're probably not a play-in team.
Okay.
You're probably not a play-in team.
So you're 16.
Or it's five, maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't think the East is... like really all that good after the Celtics. I think the Cavs and the Celtics are both genuinely good.
So you think
teams.
The Hawks can be in there with Milwaukee?
I think
the Knicks.
I think you're a good offseason and health away from being what the Knicks are this year.
Really?
Yeah, the Knicks are okay.
They're okay.
Like they're not great.
They get blown out by
all the good teams.
They don't play defense anymore.
Yeah, they're 0-7 against the good teams.
Don't
the
Hawks
NBA.
Have a better record than them?
They do.
Yeah.
And a lot of those wins came when Jalen Johnson was healthy, and some of those wins came against the Knicks.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody's that far in the NBA. Like if you really have some good players and you make a good signing and you get guys to buy in and try hard. I don't think anybody's that far away from a top five seed in the NBA. It's not that hard to be a top five seed in the NBA. Really? Like, it's just really...
It's been hard for this team.
Well, yeah. I mean, right. But they were like 5 years ago, right? And obviously it's all gone the wrong direction since then.
Yeah.
But like, look, man, you're asking me to argue on... I'm a public defender right now, okay? My statement was I feel a little bit better about this year's 9-10 play-in round matchup.
I don't know, but I'm saying like...
Than last year's 9-10 play-in round matchup.
Because of
That's
the lineup.
That's like saying
because of the lineup.
I feel a little bit better about my used Pinto than I do about my whatever.
But what I'm saying is, like, because you say, I said,
but then every time you're looking at me like, look, I don't really, I don't feel good about it either, man.
But I'm saying,
neither of us
that's
do.
That's why I was asking. I'm like, okay, what makes you feel good about this 9-10 matchup is just because they're younger?
It makes me feel better. I didn't say I feel good.
You're absolutely correct. You did say better.
Like garbage last year, and now I feel like recycling.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I got you.
You know?
I mean, I'm going, but the thing about it, as much as I was just saying, I'm with you.
I know you are.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's younger.
But it's like you keep looking at me like you think I'm going to say something that's going to convince us both to be like, and then the championship happens. No, man, it isn't. Yeah. That's not where we are with this.
Now, because you feel like recycling with them losing to the Bulls send you back to just like, what the he's?
Dude, if this no, not really.
You wouldn't be surprised.
Who cares? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? What difference does it make? Like, the only difference is the ping pong ball that the Spurs would get if you're not in the play-in round. So say you beat them. Then you got to beat either the Magic or the Heat. So then you could get the 8 seed and then play the Cavs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a slow march towards the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It either ends on
how
that
far
day
are they behind the Heat right now.
The Heat, they are 2 games behind the Heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they could get into the 7-8 game.
They could.
Great. You know?
The Heat stink.
Yeah.
He played the Knicks and I think.
But again, like that, and that's why, you know, that's why the little picture conversations are fine because I genuinely believe in them. Like, yeah, I want to see Zachary Risacher develop. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Like Dyson Daniels, what he's done this year has been fantastic. It's really exciting. That's a reason to feel better about the group because he's here. He wasn't. They didn't have anybody that could do that. That's good. You need a guy like that to be a good basketball team. But like trying to make it much bigger than that and be like, yes, I believe that this group is X thing away from being talked about like the Cavs and the Celtics and teams like that. I just don't like. How could anyone believe that?
I don't, because and that's why we talked about the whole max.
And that's
thing.
What's so sad about it. That's what's so frustrating about it.
And that's why when I wanted to bring that question yesterday about like who's gonna, like going forward, who is going to be the face of this franchise? Because I love Trey. I think Trey is the face of this franchise, but it ain't going nowhere. And right. So you're right. He's probably going to be an all NBA player.
Pretty good chance.
Why ain't Trey taking the max?
Of course he is.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Would he leave less for everybody else? Or no?
And why wouldn't they give it to him?
Why wouldn't they give it to him? He earned it. He did. He made all the criteria for you to get it. But giving him the max, is that putting you a step to those guys?
Mm-mm.
So why do it?
Yeah, because he's going to be again very very good player.
Yes, very good player.
All star most years. Like. But again, like paying him more money doesn't then make him, you know, he's still a very good player.
6'8".
Yeah, but doesn't make him Jason Tatum. You know what I mean? Like that's the hard part of it. And that's why when you talk about where they are, which is the middle, and they've been in the middle for a long time now, it's the hardest part of the NBA to get out of successfully. It's easy to get out of it and fail. The Bulls are doing it finally. They traded everybody. They're going to suck. They're going to be bad for the next 3 years, and then hopefully they get lucky and draft a guy. But that's not really a strategy either. It is. They did it
they
7
did.
Years ago,
yeah.
8 years ago. But it's not like a fun strategy that anybody
no.
wants. You want to hope that you can get from the middle to great, but it's so hard to get from the middle
unless
to great.
Unless you put one of them in that.
Yeah. Unless you
put
add,
one of them in there.
Yeah, unless you add Luka Doncic at the trade deadline, which the Lakers did, and now look at what they did. Because they were in the middle. They weren't doing anything this year.
No, they were not.
They were nothing. Now they're, yeah. All right. Good. We got there.
Your point is very well made.
We'll get to an I don't like my point, though. I hate it. We'll get to an AMA coming up next. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up. Every single day, a couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. Another reminder, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, 92.9 The Game night at the Hawks at State Farm Arena. We will all be there doing various duties. Me and Randy will be in the six-man section with the big heads.
Yeah.
Celebrating
and
hanging out. I don't know who's swag surfing this year, but it's not us. We're not down there.
What do you mean?
It's a different group of 92.9 The Game folks that'll be down there doing it. I think the steakhouse crew is doing the swag surf. What? I think they are.
Ooh.
I think they're the ones that are swag surfing, if I read the email correctly. I think that's a good pick. What are you, what's going on over there?
Woo, boy.
I think it's a good pick. Swag surf. I got it. Okay, swag surf. These are the folks that are doing the swag surf.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Steak Shapiro.
Okay.
Sandra Golden.
Uh-huh.
Sam Crenshaw.
Uh-huh.
Greg Clarkson, who's just in here. Looking pretty swaggy, by
yes,
the way.
Yes.
Greg Street.
Uh-huh.
And Richard Collins. Swaggiest of all of us. Swaggiest group of people. I can't wait. It's going to be really good.
Oh, man.
Something to look forward to. All right. All right. Devin's in Kansas City. What's up, Devin?
Hey, man. So... Another tell me if I'm wrong story in question, right?
Okay.
So, you know, y'all was just talking about somebody robbing a bank, right?
Yep.
True story, swear to God. I'm not lying. My wife
true
got
story,
a cousin.
Swear to God, I'm not lying.
That's triple. That must be true.
Swear to God. Listen, my wife got a family member, right? Usually when you do crime, you want to do crime that'll make you rich, right?
Yeah.
He
those
didn't
are the
rob
best
a
crimes.
Bank. Those are usually what, you know, kind of what you think. Mm-hmm. He didn't rob a bank. He robbed a Wingstop and his girlfriend's convenience store job that she helped drive him away in, right?
Sheesh.
So he made a whopping, like, I think $230. And get this, he said, if I would have made $2,000, I would have made it to Mexico, right? Listen, it gets worse, right? So in the group chat, this is the question, am I wrong? In the group, family group chat, they added me in. Everybody, they're a big church family, so they're like,
sounds
man,
like
let's
it.
Pray for them. Let's pray for them. Let's, you know, let's wish for the best. I'm like, what are we praying for? Ain't nobody praying for no dumbass.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
If you pray for a dummy, God give him a chance to be dumb again. No, let him sit behind that wall.
Yes.
Let him get some sense. Let him think about what he did. Am I right or wrong?
You absolutely correct. Pray with no damn dummy.
Thank you, Devin. But yeah. can't you pray that he's no longer a dummy?
No.
You can't pray away
God
the dumb?
God don't take away dumb. I don't care what nobody says. My grandma told hey, my grandma Geraldine told me that. God don't take away dumb. I'm sorry. He can take away a lot of stuff. He can take away addiction, blah, blah. Can't take away dumb.
You can't pray
you
away
can't pray
dumb.
Away dumb, man. I'm sorry. My grandma told me a long time ago.
Can you – I just imagine, like, Devin stepping in.
Yes.
Like they're at a family
yes.
dinner. Everybody's
yes.
getting ready to,
right.
you know. And he goes, no, whoa.
No.
No, we're not.
No.
We're not praying for that guy.
No, the dummy. Hey, I swear to you, my grandma told me that a long time ago. I said, boy, you can't pray away dumb.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not a good crime.
No.
That's a bad crime.
No.
If you were going to commit a crime, what crime would you commit?
If I'm going to go for the...
I'm going all out.
I am not getting 25 for no damn Wingstop.
No.
I'm not getting 25
no.
for no Kona Store.
Mm-mm.
News in my high school, we went to the same damn Kona Store all the time. And these fools tried to rob it. Like...
They always failed?
No, they robbed the Kona Store.
Oh. And then went back again?
We always go there.
Oh, they robbed it and then went back and shopped.
Yes.
Got it.
Click, click. Roxanne!
It was so dumb, I couldn't even.
Yeah, you can't pray off that dumb. We go to that corner store.
So I went to high school. I think I told you this story before. I went to high school with some guys that got the bright idea that they were going to rob a jewelry store. And, like, the plan was, because in the window on the outside, it was like a small mom-and-pop jewelry store in like a small neighborhood in Seattle. And the plan was to smash the window with a hammer and grab all the stuff that was in there. But when you smash a jewelry store's window, a lot of times they have like a thing that slams down.
Yes.
So they smashed it, and when the guy was reaching in, it slammed down, and they got him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
A man went to jail for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
The other two guys ran away. And they were, like, from very wealthy families.
Mm-hmm.
One dude's family flew him to Switzerland, and he just lived there.
Yep.
And, like, the local news caught up to him one time and, like, interviewed him. And they're like, what do you have to say to your buddy that spent blah, blah, blah years in jail? Like, he ran away from the news. I was like, this guy is crazy. Now, the guy that went to jail is actually the one that I was friends with. He's now running a very successful Peruvian sandwich shop.
There you go.
So he's doing great.
There you go.
I hope the other guys, I don't know, sucks. Can't just go hide in Switzerland.
Yes, you can.
I guess you can.
You got the bread.
Because if you have it. But then also, if you have the money to hide in Switzerland, what are you doing robbing a jewelry store?
Because he's a dummy. And he's an action junkie.
That's what it is.
Action junkie.
Dummy. Can't pray the dumb away.
Can't pray the dumb
Dustin's
away.
Dustin's in Cartersville. Hey, Dustin.
Andy, Randy. Randy, I got a question for you. First, you're my man crush. And second, I've been trying to get down to Twin Peaks to see you guys.
We'll be there Friday, right?
Correct.
We'll be at Twin Peaks Friday.
Twin Peaks and Buckhead Friday.
Yep.
I'm going to have to. No. Twin Peaks and Kennesaw.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm up in Cartersville. But anyway.
We'll be at Hooters. We'll be at Hooters in Kennesaw on Friday the 21st.
Cool. I'll try to get down there.
Okay.
But, Randy, I was wondering if I bought some, like, Georgia swag, are you the type that's approachable and stuff like that, or no?
Hell no. Leave me the hell alone. Hell, I've never turned down an autograph of anybody ever in life.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm cool, man. You bring it, I'll sign it.
I appreciate you, Randy.
All right, man.
Great. So we'll do that on the 21st of March at the Hooters in Kennesaw.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be at the Kennesaw Twin Peaks on Thursday that week, too. So back-to-back days in Kennesaw, Thursday and Friday. Tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Must be tournament. Okay. Yeah. Twin Peaks on Thursday, Hooters on Friday. Yeah, how'd you feel about the first part of that call?
I didn't hear what he said.
He said, you are his man crush.
I'm his man crush?
That's what he said.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Well, now you know.
I'm glad I didn't hear that part.
But now that you know,
I didn't hear it, I don't believe y'all he said it.
Dang it. I really wish you would have heard it. I would have loved to have known how you felt about that.
I don't believe he said it.
Well, you go home tonight, listen to the podcast, and come in tomorrow and tell us how you feel about being Dustin and Carterville's man crush.
I don't believe he said it. So I didn't hear it. Yeah. So since I didn't hear it, I don't believe it.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Andy, Randy.
Hey, Tim.
I got a quick bird lady story and then two random college football questions. So she hosted the tailgate in Houston for the Super Bowl for the Falcons. And my wife and mother-in-law bought the pregame tickets. And it was supposed to be all you can drink. But when they showed up, she said it was a two-drink minimum. Well, my mother-in-law got in her face. And my mother-in-law got her all you can drink. So she was swindling both. Falcons fans
there it is.
And away fans.
And
there.
Even when she was doing the events, she was still skimping on what the promise was.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, she was like, no, it's just a two-drink minimum. No, my mother-in-law's an accountant. She got all she could drink.
good.
But I was watching Combine highlights, and I got two random questions for you. How do you feel about helmet stickers, and why do y'all call the Penn State coach hot sauce?
Okay, so Conti calls him hot sauce.
That's Conti's thing.
And I don't know why.
I don't know.
It's got to be a reference to something.
Yes.
But he always calls him that in sarcastic font.
Yes.
Because he's not a huge fan of him, basically. He doesn't believe in him, and he always calls him that when he's being sarcastic.
Right.
Helmet stickers?
I didn't understand that part.
I don't know either.
Did he say Senior Bowl?
Combine.
Stickers? Combine Hick? I don't know.
Dudes don't even wear helmets at the Combine.
Yeah, I don't know what he meant. By that.
In general, like helmet stickers during seasons, I think they're cool.
Oh, they're fine.
You get them because you did something good, right?
Yeah.
Did they do them at Georgia?
They did. That's Mark Rick's thing.
Like the little bone?
Yeah, that was Mark Rick's thing.
And what do you got to do to get one?
You get the black bone academic.
Oh, okay.
And then the white is for what you do in the game? Plays, hustle.
Like a good play or something?
Yeah.
But then it seems like Ohio State gives them out liberally.
Dude, they got them like.
You got the whole helmet.
If you lined up right.
Yeah. Because it seems like, how do you fill a whole helmet up with
you
stickers?
You did your play right. Good job. Yeah, but no.
It's also like, I get it, whatever. If it works, it works. It's kind of funny. But like, that's also what the ballet teacher does for Lily.
Really?
Like if she does a good job at ballet, she gets a sticker on her ballet bag.
Aww.
Doesn't it just kind of seem funny to be doing sticker rewards?
Oh, boy, Max Crosby ain't going nowhere. Max Crosby just got a 3-year, $106 million contract extension with $91.5 million guaranteed, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
There you go, Max.
Way to go, Max.
Well done.
Nice job.
Well done.
Nice job.
Bryson is in Peachtree City. Hey, Bryson.
Hey, how's it going, Andy and Randy?
Pretty good.
So I've got a question. So I go to Kennesaw State. I'm a business major. And I'm just not really sure, what really direction. direction I really want to go down. Do you have any? So I'm a business major, but you know, I always listen to you guys, and you guys have a really cool job. Do you guys have any advice into potentially getting to a point where you know pretty much to where you guys are now?
Yeah.
Quit being a business major.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes.
That's not going to help at all.
At all.
Go be a communications. I know they got a pretty good comm department over there at Kennesaw State.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there and start working at the radio station. And then if you work really hard and don't care about any money at all, mm-hmm. in 20 years, you might have a salary. So.
Or
that would be my advice.
Or go hit the gym, become a retired football player.
Or go play in the NFL for 11 years. And then,
yeah,
like that's always my advice to people that ask about getting in this business. It's just like, you can do it. I mean, I did it. It's not like it's some rocket science or something. But you got to be comfortable being broke for like a decade plus.
Yeah.
And not everybody wants to do that.
Or having multiple jobs.
Right, yeah. But still probably going to, okay. Probably not one of them's paying you a lot. And anyway, but yeah, no, you could do it. Just, you know, there's a million ways. Start a podcast, practiced.
He said, okay, everybody's coming at me now. So obviously it was said.
Oh, yeah, no, he said that.
That I'm his man crush?
He said you are his man crush.
Oh, well, I don't know how to feel about that, Andy. I've never been a man's crush. Well, I've never been told.
That you knew about.
That I knew about.
I bet. I'm sure. I bet you've been a few.
I'm pretty sure. I'm hot.
Man's crushes.
Yeah, I'm hot.
But I don't think it has anything to do with that.
I know that.
I think it's more attitude, right? Yeah. I could see listening to this show. Sometimes I think about myself, I was just a listener to this show.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd like it a lot.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I would be like that Randy guy.
Yeah,
I like his attitude.
I think everybody think I'm about to lose. I'm not going to lose it. I mean, but I ain't gonna say I'm flattered because I don't want to be. Nah, I ain't gonna say all that. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
Will you sign the guy's autograph, your jersey, your man crush?
Hell
Michael?
No.
Because that'd be really cool if you did.
Hell
he
no.
He would probably cherish that for the rest of his life.
But then he won't be cherishing.
Because I was wondering, because that's where he went next.
Yeah.
And I was like, Randy definitely didn't hear him say man crush.
I did not.
Because then Randy was like, yeah, I'll sign whatever you want.
Yeah.
However, and never turned down an autograph ever.
But I was like, Randy
must have missed that first
part. But now I'm rethinking that. Because if you come over to me and I'm your man crush and you gaze into my eyes, It's gonna be.
I don't think that it's not that type of crush though. Man crush is just that he really, really likes you as a spiritual dude and human being.
I like him. I can tell in his voice, me and him gonna get along. We're gonna have a drink together and everything while we're at Hooters. I can already tell because I know that Hooters has Busch on tap.
That's a great Hooters.
Yes. It has Busch Light on tap. So yes, you're gonna buy me a beer when we get
I'm
up.
I'm sure he'd be happy to.
Yeah, when we get up there, he's buying beers. All right, because they got Busch on tap.
He can't wait.
Yeah, so I can't.
What a day.
I ain't gonna
you buy your man crush a beer?
I'm not going to say I can't wait. But
he can't wait.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there, though. I'll be there. God willing.
Is it the framing of the term?
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, it is.
Because it could just be like, you know, it's a different way of saying I admire you.
I'll tell you this. If he had, if he had Hair Roseman voice, it'd be weird.
Howie Roseman's voice.
His voice was so damn deep.
Yeah.
That's probably why I hit him a crush mark.
Yeah, that's probably why he likes you.
Yeah.
He sort of like, you know, sees a little bit of himself. Nope.
Yeah, let's stop.
Nope.
Yeah, let's stop.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Let's stop.
It's not what I meant. It's a phrase.
You gotta be choking over
here. It's a phrase people say.
Get fat on Tuesdays and fast on Ash Wednesday. I've never heard that before in my life.
That's where we're at. It starts today.
Never heard it before.
Give something up for Lent.
Yeah.
These are the names that Randy likes being called ranked. Actually, I'm going to add a fourth one now. Daddy, not bad. Dad, not bad. Pops, not his favorite. Man crush, the worst.
Oh, that pollen needs to come down so we get our Marvin Gaye voice on.
Yes.
And sometimes people take weed just a little too far.
Yeah, like dressing up like birds, scamming people. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Dukes and Bell are next.